We're middle of Shara Dalet, Perik, Shleshim Echad, 31, Lamed Aleph. V'gam Oysan Ha'avoynas Chamurim. V'galan Oysan Ha'avoynas Chamurim. Let me see where it is. You know where it is in the right? You want to show you where it is? What?
Rish
Pedal. Rish Pedal. So as we said, this Perik is talking about, the whole Perik talks about how the Koyach of Torah, in order to mechaper on Averis, and he divides it up to four different levels in this Perik. So we'll continue a little further, then I'll make a summary of the Perik. V'gam al oisna voynes chamurim she'ena kabanas mechaperin eis keter mechaperis. Chaim V'loshna says, we said it in the end of last week's share, that even Averis that are very chamur, Torah has the ability to be mechaper on a person's Averis, even things that kabanas cannot do. The Gemara says that the children of Eli, or the descendants of Eli, it was a gzeira with a shvua. It was a gzeira with a shvua that all the descendants of Eli are going to be nifter young. And the Gemara says that the ones who, it says he's not going to have any kapara. I'm not going down to the story, but not going to have any kapara with karbanis. So the Chazal made a diuk that there's no kapara with karbanis, but there's a kapara with Torah and chesed. And it's interesting, the Gemara says that Abaya Rava, who was Oisik in Talmud Torah, lived to 40. He was from Bnei Eli, and Abaya was also from Bnei Eli. Even a lot of generations later, once Amaroyim, this is in the time of the Nevi'im. This is talking about close to maybe, over 500 years later, at least, if not maybe a 1,000 years at least, what? What? By Shishu Meisheni? By Shishu Meisheni. So, okay, it's 400 years, let's later, or something like that. There's a component, no, but Abai and Rava were afterwards. So, it says that Rava lived till 40 years because he was Oiskin Torah, and Abai, who was Oiskin Torah and Gemilas Chasadim, lived till 60. Now, just to clarify, it doesn't mean Chas Hashalom that Rava didn't do any chesed in his life. That's not what it means. He didn't, if someone asked him to help him, or to do something, he didn't do chesed. That's not what it means. There's a certain thing called oisik in chesed, which is a certain level of being oisik. So he didn't, he wasn't oisik, it wasn't his ikar asik that he did. He didn't make a business out of it, he didn't make a whole asik out of it, but Avadi, he did chesedim. But since his Torah was his ikar, so he lived till 40, and Abaya who did Torah and Mil's chesedim, Gemara says he lived till 60. Akapanim, it says over there, that the Rebbeinu Shel was in the, over there, the Gemara learns out, that even though they don't have a kapara with zevach and mincha, but they have mechaper with divrei Torah. And as we spoke out last week, that Reb Chaim V'loshna says that there are certain averis that, even though in Sfarim it says they need a tremendous tikkun because they're so chamar, but when it comes to limud haTorah, if a person's oisik in limud haTorah and he learns Torah ba'amelus, he will not need any other tikkunim. For him, Torah will take care of all of his affairs. That's what Reb Chaim V'loshna writes by Rikus in other places also, and it's quoted. We said last week that not only Reb Chaim V'loshna writes that, that's also written in the Chidah brings it down, and Yisasa brings it down, and the Marsham brings it down. There's a svarim from across the all the different from different parts of Klal Yisrael. They all bring that as the same insight. V'chein amru gadol talmud Torah yoyisim akrovus tmidin. So what's the mile about tmidin more than all regular kavanas? Tmidin have a special mile that it's kavua. And the tmidin always had, tmidin had a mile that they always, we always had a kapara savanas because we had a carbon tumen in the morning, tumen in the afternoon. So it says more than the tmidin. That's another level. Now he quotes a few zayars and he says, Uba zayar, we're going to read the translation. Boyer'ei v'alkein misha amul batayra. This lashon is a very, very powerful lashon. It says that the Torah is more, is adifa. It's a high, it's more than karbanas. The kasev shalom rav lahavis asecha ve'elam emichshel. It would not have any michshel. Nothing bad will happen to a person who is oyev sar asecha. So over here in this Zohar, he says about how it's adifa, the Torah is greater than anything else. As he says, "V'lechem nishbati lebeis Eli in Parsh Kedoshim, im yischaper oven beis Eli bezevach mincha adoyim bezevach mincha in mischaper, abel mischaper ubedivrei Torah Lama, the fisha divrei Torah oilam al kol karbanos shaba oilam, k'moy she midua shekasa zayis a Torah la oilam min chol chatas la'ashem lamluon. Shkula Torah k'nei kol karbanos shaba oilam. He's bringing raya's and different midrashim that when it says it's not only it's zevach mincha, it's more than all the karbanos put together. It sounds like amar lo kachu bevadish kol mishayis b'Torah af al gav she nigzar alav oynish milamala noyech le mikol karbanos oilis voisa onish nikra. Hashem will rip up the gzera that a person has connected, just like the base Eli, over there was a gzera that says with a shvua. It was a gzera with a shvua, and Afa became the Torah, and the chesed was oiker, the gzera. So he's bringing over here rayas that even if chas v'shalom someone did averus, and he has a gzera connected, and it means already the einish is in place, and they wrote down there's going to be a gzera. Nachman Ustal, let's say there was a gzera written on Rosh Hashanah, there's supposed to be something. Torah has a koyach to break it, to rip it. Okay, so far I spoke about kaparas avoinus. Now we're going to a level about being matar, which is purifying a person. We're not talking about bringing up a person is level, purifying. Because when a person does averus, it's sort of even if the averus got rid of the averus, but there's certain contamination, there's certain type of this gim over here. There's something over here is rough edges. It's something over here that's not exactly. It's not a clear. The person doesn't have anymore that same purity that he had before he did averus. So how do we restore that, Myla? So he says over here, Lashon, I'm going to read the Targum again. Ubo yirei, ein nitar adam lo ilomim ele b'divrei Torah. A person does not become tahor forever, only with divrei Torah. V'atayr nikas kedoisha, shekosu kikodesh ani Hashem. V'zu ha-Torah shehishen el kodesh elyoin, v'alkei misho iskva nitar v'akach miskadesh boi. So he's giving us a little bit of an insight over here. What does it mean that how does the Torah purify a person? How does the Torah makadosh a person? Because since the Torah is really the shemus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as we know, all the words we say every morning in Birkas HaTorah. What do we say? Bahar v'no. It's divrei Chazal v'finim v'fisoch v'besoch v'niyah nachem tzatzeinu v'tzatzeinu v'besoch kolani yoidei shemecha. What do those words yoidei shemecha mean? We say it every morning in Birkas HaTorah. Kolanu, we should be zeichet v'y kolanu yoidei shemecha, to know your name. What does that have to do with Limanat Torah? Yoidei Shemecha. Pashup Shat. People Mechamun in the morning. So I think one of the, when we learn Torah and a person is Zeichet to get to know Hashem, so then he knows, gets to know the Rabban Shem. But one of the Mefarshim, I think Mashal might say, that when a person, since the words of Torah are all the names, and the whole Torah in it is really Hashem Kiyul Kavyachal put his names inside the Torah. So when we learn Torah, we're getting to know Hashem. We're getting to know the Shemos of Hashem. There's something inside that we don't know exactly. I don't have exactly where exactly the Shemos are. But in the Torah has in a lot of, we call it Seides HaTorah, a mystical part of Torah. But there's a component of the Shemos of Hashem. So a person who learns Torah, so it's true you get to know the Rabban Shem by learning Torah. That's because you get close to Hashem. But there's this chelik about Hashem's names inside. He says over here that what purifies a person when he learns Torah and brings Kedusha to a person is the fact that the Torah itself is the Shemus of Kishbar, who is Kavyachal. Hashem comes Kilu into us. Lamadnu, we learned from here, Kedusha Satayri, Kedusha Sha'ila Kala Kedusha. The greatest Kedusha in the world, the greatest holiness in the world, the biggest holiness in the world is Torah. It's hard for us. We're a whole day Oisik in Torah, and you know, to see that it's Mamash, something that's so. And also, sometimes people, we don't feel it so much. We don't feel the Kedusha. Some person could say that he gets more feeling of Kedusha by Kabbalah Shabbos than by singing the Chadoidi, than by the words of a Gemara. But this Chazal, this is Zohar, it's brought down Mefurish, Madrashim, it's Mefurish. This is the facts that Torah has in it the highest level of Kedusha. Ubemedrish HaNelam. But yeah, it says over here, Botlo HaKabonis LeBotlo HaTorah. Zeshein, I'm going to read the Targum. Zeshein oisku kabanas yasku b'torah v'yoyle yoyser. A person who's not oisku kabanas, which means we don't have kabanas today. So what should I do? We don't have kabanas. I did aveira, I don't have kabanas. Says the Medrash, it should be oisku in Torah. Damar Rabbi Yochanan, kishapirish HaKadosh Baruch HaKabanas Amar Moshe, Ribbono Shelolam, teinach b'zman sheYisrael ad masam. Hashem, Moshe Rabbeinu told Hashem, I understand when Klai Yisrael has the base of Mikdash, they can bring kabanas. What are they supposed to do when they don't have a base of Mikdash? Kevin she yiglu me'at masa ma'yasu. Amar lai, yasku v'atayri v'ani moichu lehem b'shvilo yoysim kol kabana shaba oylam. Shenemar zayzat Torah loyla mincha zayzat Torah b'shul loyla b'shul mincha b'shul chata shel Hashem. Now I don't have all the different exact differences, but every single one of these medrashim have another prat on it that he's adding, which I don't know what all of them are. I know some of them, but not all of them. But Akapanim, he's bringing another medrash over here where that's what Moshe Rabbeinu was told by Rabbi Shlomo. When I'm not going to be karbanis, you want to have a kapara, learn Torah. Now I know that I think there was a bachur came to Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, which is at least 50 years ago, and he said that he feels that he did tremendous averis, and he feels like he has no hope, or he doesn't know what he can really do about his life. And so the Reb Chaim Shmulevitz told him, the first thing is go upstairs in Mismanish and learn for 2 hours, then come back, talk to me. The first thing is go learn about Gemara. So he said, and he told him, I think, that the pshat was, and I heard the same thing happen with the Beis Yisrael, the Ger Rebbe, that he also told, someone came to him and told him that he did averis. So he said about learning, but he also said something interesting. We'll get to it in a second. But the insight is like this, because people feel like, if I'm not holding on a level of learning, I'm not holding a level of Torah, I'm not there, I'm not... It's the opposite. The Torah is what's going to be matar a person. The person, first get back into the learning. First get into the person should be matar itself. First use the Torah, the person get connected. Once you get connected, then you could work on yourself. But if the person's not connected, the Reb Chaim Shlomo felt that the first step in the right direction is a block gemara. A person has a shverkeit. A person feels he's very... A day that's not working out in Ruchnis. A day that he's having a hard time. He should, if he gets himself to go to Bas Medrash and open up a Gemara and learn for a half hour, that should make the difference. That should make the change. That should make the starting of the change. A person, not just like waiting for the time when he's in the mood of learning, when he should start getting the Cheshik. It's the opposite, that's true. You should first get yourself to try to learn a block Gemara and first get yourself into the learning, where that will help you actually get back on track. Now, the Ger Rebbe was a very Mordi Gemaisa. He said, the Gemara says in Shabbos that someone who says "Amen Yehesh Me'Rabbi B'Chol Koychoi," Moichlu Nakala V'Noisav, even if he was over at Vedazar like Dor Enosh. He said that even a person who says "Amen Yehesh Me'Rabbi B'Chol Koychoi," even if he's over at Vedazar, we're talking about he was over at Vedazar, he'll still have a Machilas Avoyness. So the Ger Rebbe asked this guy who said he's a big Avayavir, he says, what does it say in this Gemara? Tell him what it says in this Gemara. So the guy figured the Rebbe wants me to go back into his Medrash. Just say, I'm an Eish Merab, and I'll get a Kapara. That's what he probably means. Because Gemara says, the person says, I'm an Eish Merab, B'chol Koichai, Hashem is Moichon as Avayavir. He says, no, that's not what I meant to tell you. The Gemara is saying over here that even a person's Oivet Avayavir, and he's the worst person in the world, he could still say, I'm an Eish Merab, B'chol Koichai. He could still say a mensch rabbi like a grace yid, he could daven like a mensch. You think you can't daven like a mensch because you're Baal Avera? The Gemara says that even a person who's over a desert could say a mensch rabbi. You could still daven. You have hope. He says, "Kilo, have no hope." You have hope. Every person, even over a desert, could also say a mensch rabbi. He could say a mensch rabbi like the greatest yid around. That's what the Gemara is saying over here. It's a Gabbalah lesson there. People sometimes, they say like Masha, what the Yitzhahara, Bahasa Satum Mufanenu Meachreinu, what Hashem, what the Satum wants from us is Mufanenu Meachreinu. What's Mufanenu Meachreinu? So some say that means that Mufanenu means that beforehand he makes me do the Avera, and the Iker, what he wants is the Achreinu. I should feel crummy about myself and feel like a nobody and feel like a not Matzliach like a person. Then his way is paved to get me downhill. Because if you feel about yourself like a nobody, then about it, you can act like a nobody. But if you feel like someone who's you have something azich, and you have a chshivas, and you could say a menesh rochol koichoi, you could say a menesh black amar, you could actually do it, that will actually bring a person to keep him and preserve him and make sure he doesn't slip down. The Aruch Chaim says the same thing this week's parasha. It says that kol zman, that the brothers and Yosef and the people from the first generation were in Mitzrayim, it says over there that the Mitzrayim were not able to make them work, not even Meshava them. So Reb Chaim Shlomo says, you see from this Archaim HaKadosh, he says about that, what's the Meshava in this Archaim? I think Archaim says it, just he expands on it. He says, the Kol Zman, they felt the Cheshivas of the Shvatim, the Mitzrayim, there's two sides over here. If a person, he said, has a Cheshivas with him in his eyes of himself, the person, the Mitzrayim didn't have the Koyach to make them work, and he himself was not giving in to himself. I make a joke to a bachur. I always say, you know, before he goes on his trip, he takes his plane. I said, put on a put on a nice shirt, put on a tie. I said, you'll act like better, you'll act like a bigger mensch instead of wearing your... It's a, the way a person feels about himself is the way he's going to act. A person feels like a mechubadik person. He feels like he's a lawyer on Wall Street. He feels like a chasha person. He feels like he's a chasha. He has dignity to himself. He won't stoop down to low levels. But a person feels like he's a nobody, so he'll act like a nobody. It's a metzius. Chaim Shlomo speaks about it in his expansion. That's what it says over here about the koyach of Torah, to even for a person who's a bal avera, has the koyach to metayer a person. Let's just see one more piece now. Misha Maskir, Bepiv, and I'm reading the Targum of the next Zohar. Misha Maskir Bepiv, about the Knesset, about the Midrashah, Sinyanim Shal Karbonis, Bris Krusi, Shoysa Malochim, Shamaskirim Chatov, Kedei Lohar Le'en Yichon Las Le'raktoiv. So this I do know what he's saying. Till now he spoke about learning Torah. You can learn by Metziyah Shnei Moichzen, and I help you for Averi that you did last Shabbos. Rosh Hashanah. Torah is Mechaper. Torah is Metar. Torah brings Kedusha. Now he's talking about if you learn the Parsha of Karbanos. If you learn, you know that someone's Oisik in the Parsha of Karbanos, so you say Karbanos. So you're Oisik in the Parsha of Oilo or Chatas. Then you have the mile of actually like you brought a carbon. What's the mile by bringing a carbon? So he has these very important words over here. It says over here at the end that the Oisa Malachim Shemaskirim Chatov Horaloi, those Malachim to go in Shemayim and say, Rabban Shem, this guy did a Avlo, he did a Vera. Those same Malachim are going to be, the Kateger is going to ask, the Neger is going to ask Kateger. It means that the person who's going to, who till now, the Malach who's saying against him now when he did a Vera, he's going to say, no, he's a great person. He has tremendous milas. Karbanos have the mila that it switches a person. It switches that the person, instead of the malachim or the baldin, comes and tells a bunch of this person doesn't deserve anything good because he's doing averis. It other it changes all the averis and says he's a great person. That's the koyach of a karban. And that a person will have by learning the parasha karbanos. That's another level. That's maybe a brisk. Or maybe he learns vachim. But akapana, but you see over here that even what you're learning has effect. There's a learning of Torah that has effect in order for a person to mitire a person, and there's a chelik of learning Torah's karbanes, which has even a higher level of being mitire a person. Just a side note, there's a sefer called Tzayin Kadashim, which is a pirush on Zvachim. When we learn Zvachim, so I learned in the Akdam over there, he has a beautiful idea. He says that we know that we learn Torah Shalei Lishma, we talk Shalei Lishma, Baal Lishma. You don't have to learn Torah Lishma. The Gemara says that if even if you don't learn Torah Lishma, don't say I'm not learning unless I learn Torah Lishma. Even if you learn Shalei Lishma, you'll get one day to Lishma. But he says, when you're learning Karbanos, you need it to be Lishma. Because Karbanos have to be brought Lishma. Oyle Sheshachta Shalei Lishma is not... He says, when it comes to Karbanos, he tainas, there's more of an Indian that has to be Lishma in order for it to have the Maile of Karbanos. So in Kadosh, I'm saying over a Sefer, I'm not... It sounds like a interesting verb. It doesn't like a regular verb. But he says that the lishma that you have in learning Torah's karbanos is like you brought the carbon lishma, and we know the first mission Zvachim says kala if you shech the carbon shalei lishma is it's you yotzer the carbon but it's not olal ba'al shem chayve, it's not a good carbon for you. So the same idea is the carbon is not being brought for you. It's the same idea at a certain mile when you learn karbanos it has to be lishma. That's just aside just to see how real it is this idea that when we learn Torah and it's lishma it really has an effect. And the next thing we'll see, I don't know if we have time now. It says, he goes about how the Torah is malet, is down kaf schus, that everything a person does, Hashem is down kaf schus, everything he does if he learns Torah. There's another, these are all levels of different type of kaparas, of kapara and tyra and kedusha, and things and benefits that a person has, which is all a result of a person's limud HaTorah.